The conference will now begin.
Okay, let's continue here. We're holding now. We're on page 91, and we're holding Halacha Beis, Hakutei Halachos of Rabbi Nosson. And Rabbi Nosson is teaching us something so important as everything he teaches us. And he's teaching us, how is it that we can align ourselves and get into the eyesight of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Hashkacha Shlema, that watchful, careful, watchful eye of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it's sent into this world through the Torah, the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees this world. Of course, he can do anything, but the way he created the world, and he created a structure, and he created a hierarchy, the way he sees the world is through the Torah Kedosha. And therefore, one who's connected to the Torah is therefore in the eyesight of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Nachman told us that the best way to get into the eyesight, to get into the Torah, is by being mechadesh, renewing one's nefesh, through focusing their different ritzonos, and then elevating them to Shemayim, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That sometimes seems daunting anytime you mention different kochos, Shemayim. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, the regular way is to go through the tzaddik. And when you connect to a tzaddik, you connect to a Talmid Chacham, but a tzaddik who's at a very high level, and you become inspired by him, he makes you a better person. You go to Shmuzin and Shi'urim, you're inspired, but not just inspired, Stam. You really want to become a better person and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That tzaddik, without you knowing, with you knowing and without you knowing, he gathers together all of your inner kochos. Those kochos that were latent, those kochos that you didn't even know you had necessarily. I like to tell people that sometimes when you learn like a Sefer Chassidus for the first time and you start to feel different things you've never felt before, it's like a person who doesn't usually exercise and went on a very long run, and he starts to feel muscles that he never even knew he had. He starts to feel pain and aches in parts of the body he didn't even know there was muscle there. But when you do a certain action, like running or whatever it is, weightlifting or something, and it flexes those muscles, then you feel it. So too, when you learn different types of chassidus, you start to feel it in different places. You start to realize that you actually have a heart. That's a very good thing. So to know that you have a heart is very powerful. Start to feel maybe emotions of ahava and yira. And if with a tzaddik, if you ever can remember a time before you were by the tzaddik that you are currently by, Mirtz Hashem Erech should be by a tzaddik, it's very important. But if you can remember the time before that, it's like night and day. Before the tzaddik, you were just a guy. You were just a person or a girl, whoever's listening. And you maybe learned, and maybe you davened, and you were, you know, somewhat fulfilling the word of a Kadosh Baruch Hu the way that you would know. But after you connect to a tzaddik, it's a totally different experience. All of your kohos, instead of you being a split personality, where in the morning you're a Eved Hashem, and then towards the mid-morning, most of the day, you're now a worker. Then at the end of the day, sometimes you come back to shul, so you become an Eved Hashem again. Maybe then Kohen will be a family man. And like, there's a lot of different pieces. The tzaddik, when you go to a tzaddik, he teaches you, and you come to the realization that really everything is one. There's no difference between going to shul, going to work, going home, and back again. It's all one. He's able to bring out of you, whether you understand or you don't understand, he'll to bring out the oneness within you. And that's a good feeling. He focuses your kochos. So when you get focused and you're not all over the place, memela, automatically you become a higher, a hechler person, or a higher person. When you're focused, the neshama becomes revealed, your amuna becomes powerful, the energy that flows through you has a focus to it, memela, you get raised up, and in that place, Rabbi Nachman says, you receive new Torah. You receive new kalim to receive Torah, and you're able to receive from the tzaddik and from your own insights into the Torah. And when you do receive that Torah, then you're more in the eyesight of a Kadosh Baruch Hu than before, and the hashgacha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has upon you is going to be even more powerful than ever before. Enjoy the swing set, Sam. Or not, whatever you are doing over there. So, let's continue with that. Rabbi Nosson told us that the way that we break Taivas to Mamun is specifically through waking up in the morning with Zrizus. Because Zrizus is an Inev Amun. Zrizus is when you have an energy that you want to serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu in whatever way that you serve and you do with an energy. Therefore, those people who have real strong Amunah have Zrizus all day long. Okay, once in a while, physically you may be tired. That's true. Zrizus is not about being physically fit. Zrizus is having that flow of energy going through you, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu through you into all the Avodah. And therefore, the first moment of your day, Rabbi Emunasecha, how great Amunah is in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wake up bezrizus. That's the way you start a day. So Rabbi Nosson tells us on page 91, Ki Taivas Mamon Hu Bechinas Kfiris. How is it that wake up in the morning bezrizus is going to break our Taivas Mamon? Because Taivas Mamon is a Bechina of Kfira, of denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zrizus is an Indian of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Waking up in the morning bezrizus, Emunah breaks, will break to some degree your Taivas Mamon, which is an inner of Kfira, of not believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because Taivas Mamon is Kfira, Bechinas Laila, it's like the nighttime, Bechinas Choshech, it's dark. Anpin Chashuchin, you have a darkened face. What's a darkened face? Bechinas Atzus, you're depressed, Atzus, you're lazy, you're not smiling, you're walking slow, sluggish, you're not excited about waking up, you're not excited for the day. You're not excited for Shavuos, not excited for Shabbos. Nothing makes you excited, nothing makes you happy, because, what's the point anyway? That's Mamish Kfira. Where's the Emunah? You're alive. Where's the Nekudas Tovus? You have Shabbos, you have Ruchnias, you can eat, you can see, you can breathe. And even if you're lacking one of those things, you have all the other things to make up for it. Mitzvah Hashem. B'chinas Misa, it's a B'chinas Misa. Kfira, Taivas Mamon, to be totally absorbed, in the Taivas Mamon, not being able to see, as I've heard in the name of Rabbi Nachman, I didn't see it inside, but he says, try taking a coin. Take a coin and hold it up outside of yourself, right? You see, you can see me over here in the video here. I'm holding outside myself. You see how you can see my whole face? Right? Sam, you see there. Right? When you hold the coin far from your face, I can see all the books in front of me, and I can see the coin. But if the coin goes right up to your eye, because you're looking at money more, you have more Taivas Mamon, the coin is right in your eye socket, you can't see anything and nothing could see you. Because when the money's too close to you, then everything else is choshech. You can't see anything. So Rinosin tells us we have to break the Taivas Mamon. The way you break the Taivas Mamon is by waking up, be an early riser, wake up with a muna, same old ani with a gishmak. Because otherwise the Bechinas Misa. Sleeping is Misa. Bechinas Shenishi Echem Shishim B'Misa. Sleeping is 1/60th of death. And if you don't want to get up in the morning, then you'd rather be dead than alive. It's not just, I want to sleep for a few more minutes. Of course, the person was up late, whatever, we understand. But start a guy, wants to go to normal time, and he doesn't want to get up in the morning. He's like, snooze, I don't want to get up for davening, I don't get up for learning, I don't get up for my work, whatever. If he's right now currently in 1/60th of Misa, because that's what the Gemara says when you're sleeping, and you don't want to get up, that means you enjoy Misa more than being alive. And if that's true, then your whole life is going to be to get to Misa, because you do have to get up at some point. But you're going to be a walking dead man, because you'd rather just be in bed in that 60th of death. It's like drinking. It's like drugs. You just want to be somewhere not here. Baruch Hashem, we have little children today. We have two children by the Chabura. Kinderloch, get up early, but don't wake up your parents, because your parents need to sleep. What happened? What's the question there, young lady? Oh, nothing. Okay, let's go weiter. No more questions from the children? No? Okay. Rabbi Nelson says number 33, we'll just read the bottom, the note here. 33 in the bottom, it says here. You have to translate, Niki Kapayim. Okay. In Likutei Moran, it states, the distinguishing feature, ponim, or the face, the way you see the Sitra Achra, is a darkened countenance. Unfortunately, we see a lot of people walking around with dark faces, sluggish, downtrodden, namely melancholy, idolatry. That's Sitra Achra on their face. Because those who succumb to the desire for money and do not believe that Hashem can provide them with a livelihood through easy means expend great effort in their pursuit of sustenance. They earn their livelihood through suffering and thus are bound to the countenance of Sitra Achra or other gods, darkness, the aspect of death, as in he sets me in darkness. In this world, we know it's an unfortunate reality, but it's reality. That to live in this world, you need a constant flow of money. That's it. You need electricity, you need water, you need food, you need air conditioning, you need a car, you need subway tickets, you know, your kids, your clothes. It's never ending.
Money to Uman for Rosh Hashanah.
There's constant needs, constant necessities. And therefore, in the back of your head, there's a constant, never-ending need, chatter, you need to make money. You need to make business. It's constant. It's never-ending. Thumbs up. Constant. However, there's a way out. If a person has be'emes, you can't trick this. This is just pay attention to your life. If you be'emes have emunah and bitachon, and you be'emes believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, then you don't need to have that constant mind chatter in the back of your mind, I need to make, because you're relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if I have to go to work, I'll go to work, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. But if you don't have the emunah and bitachon, be'emes, we all say we do, because we want to believe we do, but we unfortunately don't always. And if we don't really have the emunah and bitachon, then it's on us. Right? We're not relying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're relying on ourselves. Therefore, in the back of my mind, constantly, and sometimes most often in the front of my mind also, I'm thinking about that union, more money, more clients, insurances, taxes, never ending. And therefore, you're not happy. Because there's always an old, there's always a yoke, there's always, you need to always do something. You're never just free to enjoy. Even when you're learning, when you're davening, you can't really put your mind in it because in the back of your mind, I need to pay for the safer, and I need to pay for my kid's farm, and I need to, it's never ending. And therefore, you're just upset and not happy, and your countenance is bad. Those chevro who are always smiling or easily smileable more often are the ones who have a moon and bitachon. More often, not always. But to be a person who's very smiley is a good indication of your moon and bitachon. That's the way it works. So let me know soon. And therefore, because Misa is very powerful, Misa pulls you in, and you don't want to get up in the morning. You need to be mamish, be strong like a lion, or else it's not going to happen. You got to break the shame, you got to break the sleep, you got to break the Misa. Misa. When you're dead, you're in a grave. You're 10 feet down, whatever, 6 feet down. It's hard to get out of that place. It's hard to get out. It pulls you down. Gravity is pulling you into that place. The only way you can get out of that is mamish bizrizes, the hisgabus. You need a very strong amount of zrizes to get out of that place. Shem is Tavis Mammon. Tavis Mammon is that place of Misa. When you do break out, you're able to mechadish yourself, renew yourself, renew your kochos, raise yourself up, and then you'll be able to draw new Torahs into your life. Somehow in Shavuos, that morning, that faithful morning, there was a hisgabus Hashena. They couldn't get up in the morning. That was the original slumber that went too far. And therefore, every single year, we have Tikkun LeShavuos, which we're trying to be misakin that we stay up all night in order that we don't miss the morning. The Zerizis that we learn, we say Tikkun LeShavuos, we go through the whole Tanakh, we go through Mishnayos, so whatever your minhag is to do, to stay strong. This year, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if we'll be together or if we'll be apart. But to get up early on Shavuos morning is a beginning. It's a new start. You have to remember that the whole Torah comes down when you have the Emunah, when you bezrizus. And Mr. Shem, we should be zocha to that. We'll continue learning next. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Yeah, so Tuesday and Wednesday we'll continue. Abe!
Hi, Abe.
Hey!
Abe, I love that beer. That's my Tikkun LeShavuos, Abe beer.
Wait, no, Abe, you got to unmute yourself. Wait, Abe, you got to unmute yourself. Push the button.
Anyways, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Good to see you. Sam, how are you?
Dave.
Rabbi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, great. How are you?
Great, sure.
All right. Hope I'm not interrupting. I thought you were at the end.
I am. We're done.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
Oh, we're done. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're holding a Via Rizal, I think it's Erev Shavuos, but clearly I don't hold a Via Rizal.
I couldn't tell.
You can't see this?
Oh. No. Sorry.
I hold the first days.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yes, right. Yeah, I don't know if there's an Indian Shavuos Magbala. I'm not sure.
Whatever.
They
know. Fine. Everybody's
go ahead.
Been-